Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 46, Calories, to Count or Not to Count, by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, thank you so much for listening. It's another Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you for free. For those of you that don't know, I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, and lots more. It's basically just like Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Finance Daily, but here we're focused on health and wellness instead. Now, for those of you who have been listening regularly, you know that I've been on this inspiring quotes kick lately. So today's inspiring quote comes from supposedly a Zen proverb, although you never really know if that's really the case. But I like this quote, and I think it's really apt, especially when we get into today's post. It says, "When walking, walk. When eating, eat." That's it. That's all it says. But you're going to see, it actually relates really nicely to today's post. That's all I have for today's intro, so let's get started and start optimizing your life. Calories, to Count or Not to Count, by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com. There is a war going on outside, one that will once and for all decide the nutritional strategy of choice. Many have already chosen sides. On one side of the battlefront, you have the calorie counters. They often look down on those who disregard the gospel of the numbers. The numbers don't lie, and if you don't count them, then you're lying to yourself. On the other side, you have the intuitive eaters. They often look down on the calorie counters who haven't mastered the Zen that is their body, and therefore spend day and night obsessing over food. Food is food, and treating it like it isn't will only lead you down a dark, dark road. Okay, so maybe it isn't that epic, but my description is not too far from the truth, as I've seen enough debate on internet forums regarding this very subject to know that these e-streets can get pretty scary. I just have one question for everyone. Can't we all just get along? Both camps have something to offer, so there's no point in vilifying one strategy in order to make another appear more valid. The calorie counters. I can't even begin to think about considering the thought of saying that the counters don't tend to get great results, because they do. Want to know why? Because they respect the caloric deficit, and when it comes to fat loss, this is one fundamental principle that cannot be avoided. They're like the Navy SEALs of the nutrition world. They get in, handle their business, and then get out quick, fast, and in a hurry. They also take away one of the main excuses people use to justify their lack of results. When you're in a deficit, you're in a deficit. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm sure we all know at least one person who swears up and down that they are, quote, eating so healthy, but still fail to lose the weight that they so desperately want to lose. I certainly commend them for cleaning up their diet, but if their goal is fat loss, they first and foremost must align their food intake with their daily or weekly energy expenditure, and calorie counting is a useful strategy to achieve this end. The intuitive eaters. As someone who ascribes to this style of eating 99% of the time, I can say that there is something liberating about not having to keep count of every little macronutrient that goes into my mouth. Intuitive eaters as a whole tend to have a pretty healthy relationship with food. They treat it like food and not as calories. This style of eating has a pretty steep learning curve, as it takes a while to adjust portion sizes, food choices, and other variables in order to line them up with one's goals and individual responses. But once a person is dialed in, it takes little effort to maintain. While intuitive eaters don't count calories per se, through portion control and certain food choices, their calories are definitely controlled. Is there room for both? There is certainly room for both, but many people see it as more of a battle between the two ideologies rather than two halves of the greater whole. Which one is best for you? It all depends, as there are pitfalls and benefits to both strategies. Are you a goal-oriented person who likes to achieve their results in the fastest way possible, no matter the difficulty? Do you need to achieve quick results in a short amount of time? Then calorie counting could be just what the doctor ordered. Create a menu, calculate the calories and macronutrients, and call it a day. Most restaurants these days offer caloric information online or in-house, so that works in your favor as well. Many physique athletes, models, and Hollywood actors who need fat loss in a hurry or have to achieve a very low level of body fat have people who handle their nutrition for them. And while they themselves may not count their calories, you better believe that someone is doing it for them. When money is on the line, results can't be left up to chance. There are some people for which by counting calories could do more harm than good. If you find yourself obsessing over the numbers to the point of seriously stressing out, then I would give intuitive eating a try. Also, if you're using calorie counting as an excuse to justify eating jelly beans, marshmallows, or something equally as foolish all day, as long as you stay in a caloric deficit, do yourself a favor and stop. In the end, you'll do more harm than good. Are you the kind of person who likes to experiment and get in tune with your body? Are you more relaxed about the deadline for achieving your fat loss goals? Are you simply trying to clean up your diet and eat healthier? Then intuitive eating might be best for you. While it does take some time getting used to, there are ways to tweak and adjust in order to keep you on track to hit your target. Are you eating healthy food and still not losing weight? Check your exercise intensity and frequency. Still not seeing results? Drop your food intake a bit. Rinse and repeat. Those who are successful without counting calories are doing just that. Besides, once you reach your fat loss goal, you should have learned enough to never have to count another calorie again. If you're the kind of person who isn't willing to put in the necessary time and effort into adjusting your portions, exercise intensity, food choices, or other variables in order to start to see results, then intuitive eating may not be for you. If you are someone who is prone to emotional eating binges, then calorie counting may be something for you to attempt in trying to get such urges under control. It doesn't matter if you want to lose fat, build muscle, or just maintain your current physique. In the end, these strategies are just two more tools in a toolbox and should be treated as such. Don't use a hammer when you need a screwdriver, and don't use a blowtorch when a welding gun will suffice. Both work, but it all depends on your goals, commitments, and what you are willing to sacrifice. You just listened to the post titled Calories, To Count or Not to Count, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do you remember that inspiring quote I mentioned at the beginning? When walking, walk. When eating, eat. I, like Roger, am an intuitive eater. I've always been that way. I tried calorie counting, just didn't quite suit my lifestyle. It was too stressful. It became a chore. So what do I do instead? When I look down at my plate, a 9-inch plate, not one of those Olive Garden or Claim Jumper size plates that are just massive, I make sure that about half my plate is filled with fruits and vegetables, ideally those with lots of color. Quarter of my plate has some lean protein, and another quarter of my plate, some whole grain carbohydrate. If I can do that twice a day, lunch and dinner, I'm set. It can be that simple, and that's how I prefer to eat. Not only that, but when I sit down and eat, I try and be mindful of what I'm doing. I want to smell and taste all the flavors and the textures. That makes me more grateful for what I'm eating. It slows the process down, and then I feel more satisfied at the end. Now, in less than 2 weeks, we're going to be raffling off a book to a random person on our mailing list. So if you want to be a part of that for free, just enter your email address over at oldpodcast.com, or for a faster way to join, just text the word Batman to the number 44222. Oh, by the way, over the weekend, it was Happy Batman Day, so a very belated Batman Day to you all. Now, besides being entered in our drawings every month, you'll also get some spreadsheets from us to help you optimize your life. So definitely sign up. It's easy and it's free. Thank you again so much for listening. And tomorrow, we'll be hearing a post about habits. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.